Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 25 of Journals of Journeyman Bard. A lot has happened since my last recording, and I know I keep saying that, but it keeps on being true, and I'm about ready for it to stop, really. I thought it time to, like, bring another update. But I don't really know where to start. But I suppose the good news would be best, because after the bad news, I don't know how coherent I will be. The good news, I don't know if I've mentioned this before and if I'm getting repetitive. I'm really sorry, but I'm just, I don't even know what's up or down anymore, so, yeah, I've lost track of reality, and timelines, and whatever is going on, right now, and what I've mentioned, and what I've not mentioned. Henna's test results from the tumour that got excised from her leg came out benign. So her leg has fully healed at this point, and not only that, it was not a malignant tumour. It was just in her way, so it's still a good thing that it's gone. But there's that to be grateful for. So more good news is that Nari is still doing really well, and I'm really happy with how she's growing up, and she's got a really great, fun and bubbly personality, though she might, an off button would be nice, but you know, beggars can't be choosers. She's a great little dog, and that's awesome. But here comes the bad news. He had to have Liam euthanized last week. And it happened on Thursday. Today, as I record this, it is not Tuesday, it's Wednesday, August 4th. What is time, even? He's been gone for a week, and I can still barely realise it. Even with four dogs still in the house, it is way too quiet, and I miss him so much. But he had a brain tumour that was changing his behaviour to the point of getting dangerous, because he was becoming snappish and unpredictable, and he could sort of go from sweet cuddly boy to I don't even recognise my dog anymore in a matter of seconds. So we had to let him go, and if he'd been a fucking chihuahua, I would have kept him. And risked it. But a dog the size and caliber of Liam is just too dangerous to keep in the house under those conditions. Other than that, he looked fine. He didn't look sick, but he was. And I wish I could have done something about it, or found someone who could do something about it, other than let him go before he started suffering more ill effects from the tumor. But that was not an option because it would have compromised our safety and the safety of the other dogs and of every visitor coming into our house, and that was not an option, obviously. But with what's gone on, what is still going on in my head, it's been so hard to keep myself on task because it feels like I'm just drowning in brain fog. It's so hard to think. I should be writing. I should be working on the novel that I've had so much help with from my friend Bradley, who's been amazing and patient and everything I could want. But it's just so hard right now. I don't know how I'm going to navigate this particular minefield. I don't know when I'll manage, but I have to get my head on straight again. Yeah, easier said than done, but I mean, I suppose we'll get there at some point. But yeah, not just yet. Anyway, the last time I did a weepy episode like this one, where I had like a semi breakdown, I told myself I wasn't going to do this again. And here I am, yet again. But yeah, if you have a dog, give them a cuddle for me and appreciate them while they're here and while they're with you and you can enjoy them. Please do that. So that when their time comes, you can let them go with a minimum of regrets. I can't say no regrets. There's always going to be regrets, and any time you have to say goodbye to a creature you've had as a family member for any number of years, it's going to be hard and it's going to come too soon. But I mean, make the most of them while you've got them. I'm not sure I did that with Liam. He was about to turn 9, and I never expected to have to say goodbye to him first, not with a 13-year-old dog in the house. But there you go. He was a master thief. Super sneaky and very strategic whenever he was up to shenanigans, and I cursed him over that so many times. And now I just I wish I could have him lying at my feet again while I'm cooking dinner and have him pretending to sleep so that I could or would get let my guard down, so he could steal something. He was quite something to have in the house. Oh God. Look, I'm just going to stop rambling about my dog and let you get on with your day, and I will try to do the same. And I will talk to you again soon. Later, friends.